We are learning Maseches Chagiga Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom of Yutes Amud Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Zok de Gemara Tanu Rabbanan Hanoytel Yodov Niskavin Yodov Tahiros Loi Niskavin Yodov Tameyos. Someone washes his hands. We learned in our Mishnah that someone has to wash his hands before he eats chulin or meiser or truma. Even touching truma, you have to wash your hands. So halach is, when you wash your hands, that netilas sadayim, you have to have kavana to do it l'shem tahira. If you don't do it l'shem tahira, you just punct wash your hands, then it's still tameya, it doesn't work. You have to have kavana. V'chein ha-matvel yodav, niskaven yodav tahira, so niskaven yodav tameya. There's another halach in our Mishnah. I'm not sure I explained it exactly on yesterday's shir, that when it comes to kodesh, you have to tovel your hands in a mikvah. It's not enough to wash your hands with tilas adayim. You have to actually dip it into a mikvah, and that's how you do it in tilas adayim by kodesh. So the same thing there also. You have to do it with kavana. If you do it with kavana, then yodav tahiris. Lo yinizkavin, yodav tameyis. So that's the halach in Tzbraisa. Freit the Marav Akashah, from different Braisa, by Thailand to the Braisa, bein nizkavin, bein lo yinizkavin, yodav tahiris. I have a different braisa that says, if someone washes in Tilas Adayim, say if he has kavana for Tahira, say if he does not have kavana for Tahira, the halacha is Yodav is Tahar. So it's a steer. On one hand, it says you have to have kavana. Here it says you don't have to have kavana. Amar Rav Nachman, not a mikvah, but washing your hands, Tilas Adayim. Amar Rav Nachman, what?
The first
book was
also done about washing
hands? Yeah, it says a noital yodav, niskav, and yodav, tahiris, loin niskav, and yodav, tameyas. It's a noital yodav, washing your hands, and it says, b'chinah matl yodav. A time with the braisa, it says you don't have to have kavana. And the Gemara, Rav Nachman, like Kasha, Kan lechulin, and Kan lemaiser. The difference between chulin and maiser. The brayser that says that netilas adayim only works with kavana, so we have maiser and kol shekain truma, like Rashi speaks out. But mashenkin by chulin, you don't need kavana. The same by chulin, you don't need kavana netilas adayim. Now, community be like, oh, so we wash our hands for hamaitzi, which is netilas adayim lechulin. It's coming out from our Gemara that you don't have to have kavana. Actually, in Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Kuf Chav Tes Sif Yud Gimel, it's brought down that lechatchila you should have kavana when you wash your hands because our Rishonim hold like that. The Fiyah Gemara, which come out, you don't really need kavana. But lemaisa, and Allah has brought down in Shulchan Aruch that there is an inyan lechatchila to have kavana. It's in Kuf Nun Tes Sif Yud Gimel. Kuf Nun Tes says v'lechatchila yechavin hanoitel and atilas hamachsheres laachila. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You should have in mind. But our Gemara is saying Ikar Din Chulin does not need kavana. Zok the Gemara, I'm not tamra the chulin lay by kavana. Where's the makar from a brisa that chulin does not need kavana, or from a mishnah? Where do we know this thing? The chulin does not need kavana. Where do we know this from? It's now we learn to the mishnah. This mishnah is in Masechtas Mikvayos. Gal shenetlash ubaya bar masad. The halacha is that there's two types of mikvayos. One type of mikvah is rainwater mikvah, and then the halacha is has to be 40 sa, and it also has to be a shbayrin, which means it can't be moving. There's another mikvah, a ma'ayin. A ma'ayin has other halachas, and also one of the halachas are, could be zeichlin. Now, the yam is a ma'ayin, is considered a spring water. And here we have a wave that detached itself from the ocean, and it was 40 sah in this wave alone. It's a huge wave. So galsha netlash, a bayabam sah, nofal ala adam, and it landed on a person, or vala kalim that were tamei. The halach is that it's tahirim, because it's like it was tahirim in the mikvah. So that's the Mishnah Mikvayos. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Ketani, Adam to the Kalim. It says Adam similar to Kalim. My Kalim loy mechavni. Just like Kalim can have their own das, they don't have das. If Adam loy mechavni, Adam also does not have das. We're talking about a case where Adam did not have das to be tovel in this water, and still it says that if it lands on him, he's tar. So you see from here that you don't need kavana for chulim. You don't need kavana for tefila when it comes to chulim. So this is a raya that you don't need kavana by chulim. Break them out, what's the raya? Umay, dumma, maybe this case of galsh netlash, you had kavana. Really need kavana. Umay, dumma, v'yoshim etzapa. Eim esayit lash a gal, askinah. He was waiting there by the beach, waiting for this gal to detach itself and land on him. And that's called kavana. He was waiting to be tovel mikvah. And kalim dumma de adam, and actually the opposite. The kalim was dumma de adam. Ma adam de ba kavana. Just like adam had kavana. Af kalim de mechavan luhu. That the adam was mechavan for the kalim. So that's the Mishnah Mikvah is not right. Maybe there you had Kavana. So Gemara asks, that's the case that you had Kavana. So what's the Chiddush? Bishlama, if the Chiddush is that you didn't have Kavana, we stand. The Chiddush teaches us that you didn't have Kavana. Now we're saying it means Kalim Dumim the Adam. And the case is you had Kavana. So now there's a Kasha. What exactly is the Chiddush of this Mishnah? V'chitem v'yesh mitzapa ma'ilam emra. What's the Chiddush of this halacha? And for the Gemara, Sakadat Chamina. Ligzar Dilma Osi Lamitbal Bechardlis Shalgashamim. Maybe you should make a gzera that if you allow someone to be tahar where a wave fell on him and detached, you know, even with kavana, but if you allow that, we're going to allow someone to be tovel in the stream of megashamim. What's wrong with a stream of megashamim? It's rainwater that's going down a mountain. Now, in the place where he's tovel, there's no 40 saw, but if you combine the whole stream across the whole mountain, you'll have 40 saw. But the halacha is, like Rashi and Taisus both point out, that something that's like a tafris, something that's on an angle, something that's on a slope, is not a chibur. It's not considered one water, one body of water. It's not attached. And if you don't have 40 saw, that's problem number one. Problem number two is that zeichelim, it's moving. And by making some moving water doesn't work. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to be tovel in a stream that's going down a mountain. First of all, it's moving. And second of all, it's a katafris, so you don't have 40 saw. So a skid, if you allow someone to be tovel in a gal shenetlash, they're going to be tovel in a charetz ukshamim. That'll be the havmina. Kamash one, the Mishnah and Kavais. No, it's mutter to be tovel in a gal shenetlash, and you're not goyzer otu ukshamim. Now the question is, why taka doesn't gal shenetlash have the same problem of zeichelim and chibur, katafris chibur? So the answer of zeichlim is simple. Here it's ma'ayin, it's spring water, no problem with zeichlim by spring water. That's simple. What about the answer that you don't have a chibur? Here also, a wave is usually on a slope. So the chedushim of bi'urim answers that since it detached as one unit, so it's considered mechubur and considered 40 sa. So that's one, what we want gzeira. Inami, there be another gzeira. Nigza roshin oto kipin. That maybe you be guys, even a gal shel netlash itself, the halach is, you only can be toivel while you are standing on the ground and the water falls on you. That's when it's a good tefillah. But you can't take an item and be toivel it in the wave itself, up there in the air, while the wave is in the air. You can't be toivel something in that. So maybe to be a gzeira, that if you allow, if it falls on a person or a kalim, we say that's good, maybe you come to be toivel in the keeper alone, in the bow of the wave itself. Kamash lo loygas really not geyser. We're not tamer lematvina mekipin. What's the raya? What's the makar that you're not toivel in the kippa, which means in the wave itself that's in the ear. And Tanya is suspended in the ear. How do you know that's not a good tefillah? Tanya the raya is a matvilim berushin ve matvilim bekipin. The fish ain't matvilim ba'ave. Aloch is you can be matvil in the head of the wave, which means you're standing on the floor and the wave comes crashing on you. That's a good tefillah, but you can't be toivel in the part that's suspended in the ear, because a mikvah can't be ba'avir. A mikvah has to be on the ground. Rashi says le'omra toira mikvah shel avir l'tefillah. Usually a mikvah is in the ground, a bar or mayin. So therefore, it has to be somehow attached to the ground. But it's suspended in the ear. That's not called a good tefillah. It's actually a machlokes achroinim. If the bottom part of the wave is on the ground, hit the ground, could you then be tovel in the top part that's suspended in the ear? Because maybe it's one mikvah that's attached to the ground. It's machlokes tekilas Yaakov Stipler and the chedushim v'urim. What the halach is in that case? Bal kaponim. What the recap is like this: we've had a kasha that is a stira if the tefillas daim needs kavana or not. We said meiser chulin. Chulin does not need kavana. What's the makar that chulin does not need kavana? The makar is gal shenetlash. Gemara says no. Gal shenetlash, you had kavana. Gemara asks, if you had kavana by the wave that detached itself, you had kavana. What's the chiddush of that wave? Teretz is the chiddush of that wave is you're not geyser ought to either charas like a shamim, which ought to a stream, or you geyser, you might be tovel in the kippa and not in the roish. So now we're back. We're missing a makar now. We need a makar. That chulin does not need kavana. We don't have a makar anymore. We need a makar. We're back to that point. We need a makar. Zokta Gemara El Mahad Tanan. We'll bring a raya from the following Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah in Machshirim, Peiros Shenav Lelach is that fruits or any food is only mekabel tuma after it gets wet. That's the halacha. It has to get wet for one of the seven mashkin. The simon for the seven mashkin is yad shachadam, which is yayin, devash, shemen, and vechulu, cholav, and tal, and dam, and mayim. All those seven mashkin are machshir. That's one halacha. Another halacha is that to be machshir, it has to be that you're nichala, you're happy about it. Then that's called a hechshir. If you're not happy about it, then it's not called a hechshir. So here we have Peiros Shenoflu Seif Amas Amayim. Your Peiros by mistake fell into a Amas Amayim. Upashat Mishiyod V'tmeis. And someone's hands were Tomei. And he stuck his hands in to take out the Peiros. For not long, he took them out. Yodov Tahiris, his hands are Tahar. And this is in the Mirarai, you don't need Kavana. He stuck his hands in to take out the Peiros. But the Loch is Yodov Tahiris. Because even without Kavana, Yodov Tahiris. Uperis ain't a Bechiyutan. But the Peiros are not Hochshar, Lutoma, why not? Because I didn't want this to happen. Yadav, if you stuck your hands in order to wash your hands, then Yadav Tahiris, Yadav are Tahar, that's Pashat, because he stuck his hand even to make a Tahar. The Peiros are Erev Chiyutan. So Rashi says, why? Rashi says, since you wanted to wash your hands, so Goli died to Rashi, the Nichle Bahachna Filah Shayadahi the Yadav. So it looks like you're happy the Peiros fell in. Now you have an opportunity to wash your hands. Break the Turi Evan, what do you mean? He needs the Peiros to fall in order that he's able to wash his hands. He can wash his hands without the Peiros. So why is that called Bechiyutan? Because now he's happy the Peiros fell in, so he can wash his hands. He can wash his hands anyway. So therefore, the Rishash says a different pshat. The Rishash says that the Peiros got wet from his hands also. Since the water on his hands, he was happy about because he wanted to retire his hands. Therefore, the Peiros become tahar. The Peiros become muksha through that also. I read the lashon. When this daddy lefaris the Rishash. That's the pshat. That's the Rashash and the Argus and Rashi. Back upon him, what we see from this brayser, the ratio of this mishnah rather, what we see from the ratio of mishnah is that for chulin you do not need kavana because if someone stuck his hands in, take out the peiros, he's yodav tahiris because you don't need kavana when you stick your hand into the water, even shloi b'kavana. So back upon him, we came out now here that chulin does not need kavana l'tvila. When you toivel for chulim, you toivel your hands, wash your hands, and then you kavana. Eisvei rava l'Rav Nachman hatoivel l'chulim, v'huchzak l'chulim also l'maisa. This is halach in our Mishnah that someone who was toivel for chulim, he was tamei, and he went to the mikveh. He had a mind for chulim and v'huchzak l'chulim, and he was machzik himself. Now he's mutter to eat chulim also l'maisa. It's not enough for maisa, like we saw in our Mishnah. When you're toivel, you have to have toivel for kavana for that level of kedusha, and here you only had he only tevel for level of chulin, not for ma'isa, is also a ma'isa. But it's mashma what huchzak l'chulin says hatayvel lichulin huchzak in lahuchzak loy. It's mashma you have to be machzik yourself at least for chulin to be for mutter for chulin. So you see the kavana. The Mara answers no, it's not a ray. Hacham afish huchzak l'chulin also a ma'isa. The reason why the Mishnah says that the case was you machzik yourself for chulin is to tell us the chiddush, the follow up chiddush. That even though you are machzik yourself a chulin, still also lemaisa. Even though you machzik yourself a chulin, still also lemaisa. That's why you had to say a chiddush. Because maybe when in stam, of course not go for maisa. Here, even though you machzik yourself a chulin, you had a kavana for taira, still it's also lemaisa. So that's why it says it in that way. It's not a raya that you need kavana. Eisvei noch akasha. Now Mishnah says tava v'loy hochzak ki ilu loy tava. If someone was tovel and they didn't have any kavana, the loch is that itaval and he didn't have any kavana. The loch is ki'ilu loy taval. That's the halacha. It's ki'ilu loy taval. So what do you see? You have to have kavana at least. My life ki'ilu loy taval klal loy ki'ilu loy taval lemaiser. It's ki'ilu loy taval lemaiser. Aval taval lechulnu, but it is called tefillah lechulnu. So our mishnah says ki'ilu loy taval means loy taval lemaiser. Bavas taval lechulnu. So who's sava dach kamatchle? He thought, Rabbi asked Kasha, Rav Nachman. Either Rav Nachman is pushing him off, like it's a doichik teretz. But Ma'isa Dok Vashka Tanya, first of Brisa, Tova Lahuksa, also La Ma'isa Mut Lachulin, see him first in the Brisa, the Yemutta Tachulin. They see the Yemutta Lachulin. Now, the problem is, that Lachaira, if that's the case, Tova Lahuksa means that Kilo Tova means, but it works for Chulin, so it's Shver. So what's the. So what's the chiddush? If we said what's the chiddush of the reish? The reish already said that huchzak. It says huchzak lechulin. We had this halacha twice already that you don't need kavana. What do you need this? What do you need this chiddush? It was saying like this that kilo tala means you're not roya for maisa, right? We're saying chulin does not need kavana, and we're saying that if you tava lo huchzak, it's kilo tava. What does it mean? Lo tava lemaisa. We said that halach already. The Reisha said huchzak l'chulun, you're not going for maisa. So what's the extra chiddush of this? So the Teretz, Tosfos second Teretz, is Pasha. They say like this. If it was the Reisha, you would say, Dafka in the Reisha, where Loi, Dafka in the Reisha, there you are Machzik L'chulin, that's why it's not good for Maisa. Because maybe you're Machzik L'chulin, you're saying, Lehedya, I don't want to be Tevel for Maisa. Mashenkin, you would have a Havmin, if I went in Stam, there it's even better. Because there, maybe, I wasn't oiker my das for Maisa, and there, it will be good for Maisa. Kamash V'lon, that even then, Ki'ilu Loi Tavel. So it means there's two halachas in our Mishnah. One halacha is huksak l'chulin is not good for ma'aser, and no kavan at all is not good for ma'aser. But no kavan at all is still good for chulin. That's what comes out of Gemara. No kavan alone is still good for chulin. Omer Avelazar, taval va'ola. Let's say someone was tovel, and he went in l'shem tahira, but he didn't have a kavan of which tahira it is, because we know there's chulin, there's ma'aser, there's truma, there's kodesh. He was tovel, and he didn't have, he had a kavanah l'tahira, but he didn't have kavanah which one. And he came out of the mikveh ready. The halacha is, machzik atzmoy l'chol ma'ash yirtza. He can now decide that that tefillah was for anything I wanted. Tosfos says, it's dafka ba'oide lach, he's still wet. If he's not wet anymore, it's too late. He can't decide, I guess it'll just be good for chulin then. But if he's still wet, he can decide which one it is. The Turi Evans Mashba, you're not being wet, it's like a Breira. You went in L'shem Tahira, so you can still be make a decide which one it was for. That's Rabbi Lazar's Chiddush. The Maradik Chiddush says that if you're Tayvel, you can decide afterwards which one. Meisve, Meisve, Kash on this. Oideu Ragloi Bachas, Oideu, this is from a Tesefta maybe, Oideu Ragloi Achas B'mayim. So I went to the mikvah, 1 foot still in the mikvah, he didn't fully get out yet. Even though he's machzik himself for a davakal, which means let's say for meiser, machzik as a davachomer, he can still be machzik himself for a davachomer, which is truma. Hochzik davakal, yeah, Allah, once he got out, shuv ein machzik. Once he got out of the mikvah, he can't be machzik anymore. So what do you see? You have to have foot in the mikvah. It's a kasha rabbi Loza. Loza says you get out of the mikvah. And if he tells you you're still wet, but you got out of the mikvah ready. You still could decide. Here it says, once you get out of the mikvah, you're too late. My love in the machzik klal. The Mar says, Lord, no. Oideu, afish huksek machzik. Like this. If you already were machzik, and then you didn't leave, your foot's still in the mikvah, you can still change your mind. Afish huksek machzik. Allah, imloy huksek. If you didn't do anything yet, machzik, like rabbi Loza says. Vim huchzak, but once you're machzik, in a machzik. So it's like two levels. If you're machzik ready in the mikvah, then you only could change, cause mine, you stole a little bit in the mikvah, 1 foot in the mikvah at least. If you come out, it's too late. Mashenk, if you didn't do any hechzik, you didn't machzik, you're machzik yet, then the halach is that you still could decide, as long as if you're wet, you still could decide what to do.